call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching here into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves if you're in a Free Talk Live amplifier. If you're not, well, sorry. The toll-free lines are down at the moment. There was a crash at the network, and it has not yet returned. So, sorry about that. Anyway, if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, dial on in. We'll put you on the air about whatever you want. I suppose I could give a long-distance number out. Should I do that, Mark? Should I get a long-distance number? Yeah, it probably wouldn't hurt. Anyway, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, here you go. Long distance, 603-435-1105. If you are desperate enough to spend the whatever the toll is to call that number, I guess some people have got the free calling plans, right?
I do.
Cell phone, stuff like that. Probably won't cost most of you something to call that. 603-435-1105 for anybody listening. You're welcome to dial that while we are off the toll-free lines for tonight. All right, so coming up here, Mark, you've got a story, pretty disturbing story, actually, about gun, well, it's not really yet getting to the point of confiscation, but it might, happening out in California. We'll get to, well, actually, we were going to get to that, but somebody dropped off the line. So let's get to it now. What's the story, Mark?
Well, it's here from the OCRegister.com. Sheriff begins taking away concealed weapons permits.
Uh-oh, taking them away. Wait a minute, the people had to jump through all kinds of hoops to get those things, especially, I'd imagine, out in California.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll show you just how difficult it is shortly.
Okay.
Take into consideration, this is Orange County, California. I don't know how many people are in Orange County, California, but I'd guess millions.
I'll check on that for you.
The Sheriff's Department has begun to process the process of revoking hundreds of concealed weapons permits across Orange County. This week, department officials confirmed that 146 letters had been sent out advising current license holders that their permits to carry firearms in public, called CCWs, are being revoked. There are currently 1,024 permit holders. In the county of Orange County, California,
right,
there are only 1,024 permit holders.
As a little perspective, you are right, Mark. The population as of 2006?
2006, 4,000. 4 million.
No, actually only 3.
Okay,
3 million.
All right.
So out
3 million, 1,024 people have permits.
Wow.
And they're getting rid of about 15% of those permits.
They're
revoking those permits. The department has determined that your identified risk does not meet the good cause threshold as required under the new CCW policy based upon the information you provided. As a result of this determination, the department's present intention is to revoke your CCW license, reads the form letter sent out this month.
We own you.
The letter sent out under the signature of Captain Dave Nosswanger advises current holders that if they feel that additional information should be considered, that they have roughly 1 month to provide additional good cause information for the department to consider before the revocation becomes final.
So they get to keep their guns.
I'd like to make a speculation here. They do get to keep their guns.
But they have to turn in the they're not going to even have to turn it in. It's just going to be revoked.
It's revoked,
so you're done.
And you're not allowed to carry it on your person any longer. I'll bet you the people that aren't having that 900 and whatever people that do have concealed weapons permits.
To keep them?
They get to keep them?
Yeah.
Who do you think their employer is?
The city?
I'll bet you
police?
That the vast majority of them are some form of law enforcement officer.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
Yep, I'll bet they are. I could be wrong. Maybe as a law enforcement officer, they just automatically have a concealed weapons permit and they aren't included in this number. I could be wrong. But it's just a speculation, because this is how government works.
Yeah.
You, citizen, that don't work for us, you're not good enough to have a gun. Even though the Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and that seems pretty clear to me, even in Orange County, California, they're taking them away from people. You're not going to be able to have a concealed weapons permit in California, almost, period.
How do you feel about this? 1-800-25... Wait a minute, can't give you that number. That's the wrong number to give you. How do you feel about this? Dial us up at 603 435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. Unfortunately, having to use a bizarre phone number tonight because of phone troubles. So this is like they're taking away the permits that these people jump through hoops to get through. It is not an easy process.
Absolutely,
in California.
It couldn't be an easy process because only 1,000 people have them.
They've done it, yeah.
In a county of 3 million.
Right. I wonder what it's like over in Montana. Like, if we were to look at Kalispell, Montana, for instance, and see in this little city in Montana with a population of 25,000, how many people have gun permits there?
Well, we're on
see a bigger ratio.
I think
a smaller ratio.
But think about KVT in Brattleboro, Vermont. You don't even need to have a concealed carry permit to concealed carry in Vermont.
True.
Somehow or another, people aren't dying in droves in the state of Vermont, but anybody can carry a gun, anybody who's not a convicted felon, can carry a gun on them concealed without any kind of permit whatever.
Okay, I'm flying blind here. I have no idea. We don't have a screener in-house, so unscreened calls on this number. Who is this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is Chad from Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, Chad, what's on your mind tonight?
Just listen to y'all talk about the gun permit. Like, have you ever thought maybe like martial law?
It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so too.
It, well, they're letting them keep their guns for now, but they're not allowing them to carry their guns.
Yeah, you've got to keep it in your house with a trigger lock.
Yeah.
You know, in a safe in your basement.
Yeah, it's just kind of maybe I don't know. Maybe they're testing things out around that area, and it could, you know, transpire to, you know, other states.
Well, California, it tends to be the leader in a lot of areas like that.
Yeah. Well,
exactly,
and we've already
right.
seen gun confiscation go on. We mentioned last hour how it happened in Louisiana and that it also happened in Kansas after a natural disaster. That was the excuse that the government people needed to come in and take people's guns away from them. It didn't matter if they had a concealed carry permit or not. They were taking people's guns from them. So is this prefacing something? And if so, maybe you're right, Mark. Maybe they really did leave those 900 people are all, for instance, perhaps military members or police officers that have these guns, which means they have all the guns and the regular law-abiding people don't have any. Oh, and don't forget the criminal element. They're not going to have their permits taken away from them because they don't ask for permits.
Right, exactly.
Anything else on your mind, Chad?
No, man, that's about it. Appreciate the call.
Thank you for the call. You're the one that made it. 800-24... Oh, doggone it. You know, I need to write this number down. 603-435-1105. We've got phone trouble, so that's the only number that you have for tonight. 603-435-1105. You can still take control of the airwaves and bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. So how would you respond to this? If you were in Orange County, California, or maybe you are in Orange County, California, and you got this news. You're one of the 115, was it, 150 people?
140.
You're one of those 140-something people that are going to have your license.
146.
Your license to carry taken away from you. What do you do about that? What are your options? What are your solutions in that particular case?
I can tell you what the vast majority of Americans are going to do. No, they're just not going to carry.
Well, they're not going to do anything, right?
Or they'll be criminals.
Or, yeah, start keep carrying, and then all of a sudden you're an instant criminal.
Right. Until the next time some cop pulls you over, wants to frisk you, and then, oh, boy.
So what are the other options? Let's see. You could just keep doing what you were doing and not do anything, or you could get in touch with your city councilors or the county representatives or whatever the hell they call them out there. Get in touch with your selectmen and ask them to turn this around. Please, please, please turn this around.
Because they cared so much. The politicians cared so much when Americans contacted them about this bailout.
They listened to you, right?
They cared so much. And they've done such a good job of following the rules of the Constitution up to this point when the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Of course these people care.
You know what, Mark? When gun owners lost...
Working within the system is the only way we're going to solve it.
You know, when the gun owners lost this battle, Mark, was way back whenever they instituted permits.
Yep.
This is when it was the freedom to own firearms and bear firearms was lost. When you gun owners, decided to bow down and get a permit. When the government came up with the idea, whoever it was, whichever brilliant government bureaucrat decided to come up with the idea of permitting people to carry and own firearms,
the way it went was
money from all these gun owners and get them to jump through all of our hoops for us.
In some towns, they wouldn't allow you to carry in city limits. You couldn't carry on your hip in city limits or whatever. You know, they
whatever. never the first regulation.
Right. They had shootouts or you know, shootings and
there's always
kind of
an excuse. Right? Right.
There's always been something bad that happens, right, an excuse. I mean, if a person gets killed with a fork tomorrow, are we going to ban forks?
Only the metal forks. You can still have a plastic fork.
You can have a spork.
Yes. But the spork, the points cannot be any longer than half an inch.
It must, only have a certain tensile strength. It must bend if in contact with a human eye.
All right, 800-259... Oh, I can't, damn it. I should just keep giving out the damn number. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
I don't believe that we'll be in a recession forever, but for now, all of us need to innovate our biz strategies to account for the current gloomy economic climate. Don't give up on your greenness. Adapt it to hard times. Here's a few ways I'm doing it. One, encourage telecommuting one day a week for your employees. It saves gas and eating out lunch. Two, replace 3 face-to-face meetings each month with carefully organized conference calls. Three, when shipping, stay strictly with ground shipping except in special circumstances. Ground shipping, we find, is much friendlier to the environment than airmail. Each one of these innovations saves the planet and saves the company money. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call us at 800-610-2770.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the Nutramedical Report, here on Genesis right after Alex Jones during the week. Cartivite, with 7 great herbs that are synergistically able to get the lead, mercury, and toxins out of your body, reverse vascular disease, and make you feel better than you've ever felt in your life, lowering cholesterol, improving circulation, and just a tonic for life.
Been using Cartivite steadily now for about 6 months. Have experienced some elevated energy levels, but primarily on the cardiovascular side, blood pressure is reduced. I had leg cramps. Most of that has gone away. The primary thing that I believe that it's helped me out with is my blood pressure. I enjoy using the product. It does make me feel better. It's a good product, and I would recommend it for anyone.
Order your Cartivite at 888-212-8871 or securely online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, toll-free, 888-212-8871. Tonic for life. Get Cartivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves. Unfortunately, our toll-free line is down and out for the time being, so you're going to have to use this decrepit old long-distance, regular long-distance number. 603-435-1105. It's only one line, so you're going to get a busy signal. Somebody's on it right now. 603-435-1105. And you can bring up anything. You can talk about anything. That is the point of the program. We take your calls. You discuss what you want. You can be on topic, off topic, whatever. It goes.
Your show.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, and they include updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on that list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
You can get the inside scoop on football betting from Ted Murray and find out about rape defense from self-defense expert Kimmer Johnson. All at PaladinPodcast.com. PaladinPodcast.com is a service of Paladin Press, where you can browse over 900 books and DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, self-defense, and more. Remember, it's PaladinPodcast.com.
All right, special number for tonight only, 603-435-1105. We go to Matt listening to WSJM-FM in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going tonight?
Hey, Matt, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was just listening to you guys. I'm traveling. I work on the road doing telecommunications, and I've been in Michigan lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been noticing between Jackson and Ann Arbor, they're pulling people over and just searching. This is in the middle of the day. I took a trip from Chelsea, Michigan, right next to Jackson, to Ann Arbor, 35, 40 miles away and back. I saw two different people with all their stuff out of their car being searched in the middle of the day because of some government drug task force that everybody knows about, that they're pulling all these people over on this stretch of road. So is that not just a big waste of money?
You're suggesting that the drug dealers would be aware of such things occurring and they would avoid that road?
Well, everybody that I was at the store I was working at was telling me, yeah, there's some drug, you know, task force going on, so they're pulling over just random people. They didn't even know how they were profiling them.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I saw pulled over weren't gangbangers apparel, you know, it didn't. They weren't driving some old ratty beat up truck. They were driving a normal, you know, mid-sized sedan, you know, Honda Corolla, something like Toyota Corolla, something like that.
I'm glad you brought this up because we haven't talked about police searches in quite a while on this program, and I think it's important to remind people that if a cop ever asks you if they can search, which is usually how most searches happen, usually it's the cop is asking people to search. If you are being asked to search, the reason why is because the cop has absolutely no reason to do so, and he's on a fishing expedition. He wants you to say yes, so he'll have permission to search. Because if he didn't need your permission to search, he wouldn't be asking you. So if a cop asks to search, you absolutely have the right to say no. Now, the cop was not going to stop there. Usually they're trained to intimidate people, and they'll tell you that, well, if you don't let me search, I'm just going to go get a warrant, or I'm going to go get a drug dog. We're going to bring a drug dog out here. And it's certainly possible that they could bring a drug dog out. It's been known to happen. But at the same time, you could also ask a question. Remember, when you're dealing with the police.
But if you're feeling surly, you're feeling free, you can say no.
You can.
If you've got something in your car, say no.
Say no. And so if you're on the side of the road and the cop asks to search, you say no and they continue threatening you, you might want to consider asking this question: am I being detained? And then follow that one up with, am I free to go? If they say you're not being detained and you are free to go, then you're out of there. Matt, any thoughts?
That's more like I was thinking, too. If there were drug dogs out there, and this other one, there wasn't a drug dog out there, and this little lady, she looked like a college girl, you know, sitting on the side of the road looking, you know, ashamed and intimidated by all of her stuff being ripped out of her truck on the side of the interstate. It was embarrassing to watch.
It is. It is so sad. And one of the worst parts about it, beyond the fact that you waste your time just standing there as these cops tear apart your car, beyond the fact that you waste your time and it's undignified what they're doing.
They waste your time.
You have to put your car back together. I've never heard of one police search where the police actually put the car back together for somebody, where they just...
There's got to be some good cop out there that's done it.
I'm sure they do, but it doesn't seem likely that a good cop would be searching people on the side of the road like that. So usually what you'll see happen is they'll just splay all that stuff out of your car on the side of the road, and then if they don't find anything, it's, well, have a nice day, we're out of here,
that a cop that disagrees with us on the drug war is in fact a bad cop. I think that the one can disagree with me on this issue, still be a good cop. and
you're
still
a bad
behave
person.
Well.
You're a bad person if you disagree with us on the war on drugs. If you're enforcing the war on drugs against people, against innocent people, then
you're not a bad person if you haven't thought about the issue. You weren't a bad person before you considered
you're still
the issue.
Doing wrong things is still wrong even if you don't think about the things you're doing, Mark. If you go and kill somebody without thinking about it, that's still a wrong action. Matt, do you have any other thoughts for us?
Well, if you want to go a little deeper into that about police killings and stuff, I'm from a small county in Wisconsin. I'm talking three stoplights. There's been three or four rightful shootings, and I'll explain one of them. Guy gets pulled over, elderly gentleman, middle of winter, it's late October, windows rolled up. They told him not to reach in his glove box, but he's reaching in his glove box for something. I think it was registration, and there was a pocket knife in there. Now, there's a police officer on each side of the car. They go, knife, and both unload their clips into this car.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was considered a rightful shoot. Nobody lost their life. Nobody lost their job over this.
That's crazy.
It very rarely happens. The police get away with murder, and in many cases, they'll be given awards for what they've done. I thank you for the call, and have a safe trip on your ride out there. Thank you, Matt.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Yep. So the number here normally is toll-free. Right now, it's a special non-toll-free number. So you're extra special if you call this number.
It's a shame that the bad cops that do crap like that do get the awards, and they do. I mean, they do. I'm sorry.
It's not an isolated incident.
It's a shame that they do because there's a lot of good cops out there that deserve those awards. I wish they were getting them.
603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. Special number just for you tonight because our toll-free lines aren't working. Hey, you know, speaking of a man with a knife, if that guy in the car had been living in Great Britain at the time, then he might still be alive today because they've got a knife ban. And we all know that whenever the government bans things, they just go away. Nobody ever has them anymore, right? Ziggy's on the line in the UK. There's no knives left in Great Britain.
If you get caught with a knife, it can be a two-year sentence.
2 years?
And it's 5 years for a handgun.
How's it work with kitchen knives and stuff?
Well, I mean, they haven't technically banned guns. It's basically if they think that you're going to be using it aggressively.
So you mean knives?
Knives? They haven't banned knives?
Sorry?
You said they haven't banned guns. Did you mean knives?
Sorry, they can't ban knives because, I mean, carpenters and electricians and work people use them and they have them in their utility belts.
So it's just really left up to the discretion of the police officer.
I just want to say, Mark, I sent you an article written by a guy called Ed Joyce. It was funny, I was just listening to the last bloke. Ed's best friend was shot dead by the police in May.
Mm. What were the circumstances?
The guy was having, I don't know the full extent, it was back in the news this week because his family are appealing against the police for doing so because there was collusion after the incident, basically the police getting their story straight.
Right, the police love to work together to close the thin blue line around themselves, as you might call it. Thanks, Zig, for the call, sir. Appreciate it, as always. They love to close the thin blue line around whoever it is being under suspect of being a naughty police officer.
In a lot of ways, they act like a gang in that respect.
They all come to one another's defense, and they back each other up. And
well,
very rarely.
But those in power do.
Very rarely do they get in trouble. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
High gasoline prices got you down. Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665. Ask yourself, is there a natural way to detoxify your body, lower blood pressure, remove heavy metals and sediment buildup in your body, alkalize and balance your pH level, and lower those cravings for junk food all at once? Find out why thousands are going natural with the world-famous Soleil Himalayan Salt from SoleilWellness.com. Simply dilute Himalayan salt in the Soleil starter jar with clean water and take one teaspoon every morning. Visit SoleilWellness.com, that's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com. With the economy taking a dive, food and gas shortages being reported, one thing's for sure. Your health is the most important thing you have. Reverse years of eating the wrong foods, get the 84 minerals you need, improve your skin, and detoxify your body. See our complete line of natural health home, oral, beauty, and therapy products. Visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com. Or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274. Cleaning the body and home from the inside out.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, but not right now, because our phones are loaded and we're having trouble with the toll-free numbers. We will give you an alternate number. It's 603-435-1105. 603-435-1105. It is still Free Talk Live.
But it's loaded, right?
It's loaded, so you're going to get a busy signal. Anyway, this is still Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. That's the point of the program. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got live streams there, a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, and a webcam version of the show, which I have ironed out some trouble. We had some trouble with the webcam over the past few days. It was kind of crapping out on us a little bit, and I think it's up to par now. It's looking smooth, looking nice. It's been good all night. So enjoy all that stuff for free over at listen.freetalklive.com. Now then, spring and summer internships in broadcast and print journalism are available through the Institute for Humane Studies. They're looking for good communicators from all majors to place at daily papers and major media outlets for the spring or the summer. All positions are paid. That's right, a paid internship in the broadcast world. This is unprecedented, unheard of.
I'm sure there's some broadcast mediums that pay their interns. However, not any radio station I've ever been to.
Yeah. All positions are paid, and they even include a career workshop, as well as some free books and opportunities to network in major media centers like New York City, L.A., and D.C. The deadline to apply for an early summer decision is November 1st. So visit LibertarianInternships.com for more information. That's LibertarianInternships.com. Good news. I am told the phones are back online. The toll-free number is again available. It's 1-800-259-9231. As we go to your phone calls And we start with Nigel in New York on the AMP line. Hello, Nigel.
Hi.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, the guy in Michigan was talking about cops not doing any profiling in that case. And y'all may remember this summer I called in about my moral quandary of working for a company that was building a section of the border fence.
Oh, yeah.
And on the way back from that, we had to go through one of these immigration checkpoints that the Border Patrol has set up.
Where they demand to know your citizenship, right? They demand to know your citizenship?
Right. And when we came to it, I was, I guess you could say, incensed. I was not happy to be there. But,
yeah,
you know, it was me, the young white guy, and two old white guys. And so we pull up. I roll down the window. They say, everyone here, American citizens. They look in. You know, we're all well-dressed white guys. Mm-hmm. One guy says, yeah, and then we move on.
So you didn't answer the question.
You've got to figure that, and actually somebody, my boss told me a story that they were, some people out of another office had been going through that same checkpoint, and, they, you know, there was a Hispanic guy in there, and they, just as a joke, told the Border Patrol officer, oh, no, like, this guy's not an American. And then
what?
That caused a big ruckus.
That was a joke?
Obviously, to do so.
It was a bad joke.
It was an awful joke.
Oh, my gosh. What happened?
Nothing ended up happening aside from, you know, a discrimination thing being filed and all that kind of junk. But it's just that, you know, it's, oh, well, okay, if you're white, you're clearly an American citizen, you know, if you have the right accent and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, they claim they don't racial profile.
I wonder how many Icelandics.
The problem is not racial profiling.
I wonder how many Icelandics they've caught at these little roving patrols that they do inside the border.
Yeah, I mean, supposedly it's, you know, people just stuff in a van or something and then come up to San Antonio or Dallas or something like that. But either way, they're at most stemming the flow.
So, Nigel, I guess you were not able to convince your, I guess, the other people in the car there with you, your co-travelers, to not answer the questions and instead ask questions back. That's always fun.
I tried to, actually, but I didn't push it very hard.
This is work.
It was kind of my job.
Yeah, this
you
is
know,
work.
Yeah, well, it's the kind of work that's going to help keep us free, Mark. That kind of work is the people not obeying and people throwing questions
just
back at these officious bureaucrats.
When you're looking to get a job done, there's a time and place, and this may not have been the time and place.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was
right. Work
to ask questions of those people, and it would be easier to not ask those questions. Sorry, I misinterpreted. Nigel, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. For those that don't know what I'm referencing, I'm talking about an excellent blog out there in the world of the Internet called CheckpointUSA.org. CheckpointUSA is what you want to look for, where a man down, I think it's in New Mexico or Arizona, anyway, down there in the border region, he's always traveling around down there, and he's constantly coming across these internal checkpoints that Nigel was talking about, except he doesn't bow down like most people do. Now, to be fair, the dude is a white guy, but he doesn't bow down. When he pulls aside, he does pull over, because if you don't pull over, then they're going to send people with guns after you, and they might shoot you. So he does pull over, but when they demand to know what his citizenship is, he just bats back questions at them. He just bats it back with, am I being detained? Am I free to go? Am I being detained? What's your name? What's your badge number? Who's your supervisor? Am I free to go? Am I being detained? And every single time, every video, he has been let go because, well, he hasn't ever answered their question. They'll ask him if he's an American citizen. All he has to do is say yes, but he doesn't. He asks them questions in return. I think it's a wonderful tactic. It's a great technique, and people should study it and perhaps even put it into practice when they're dealing with bureaucrats asking intrusive questions.
Many people would question, what in the world are we supporting the idea that, the illegal aliens are coming, they're bringing leprosy, and they're taking our jobs. You know, this kind of thing.
They would question that.
But really, I mean, they're doing roving patrols inside the United States. They're asking people for their papers.
Mm-hmm.
Did you expect this in a free country? Does that sound like a free country to you?
Well, freedom ain't free, Mark. It's the price you pay for freedom, and that is that you're not free.
Right. If you're giving up your freedom to have freedom, you don't have freedom, dummy.
Yeah. Let's continue with your calls and Tom.
And if you're willing to give up your freedom in order to stop the illegal aliens, well, like, you can't give up mine.
Yeah, I don't want to be your countryman. Let's continue and talk to Bile. Excuse me, actually. Let's, talk to the real Bile. Bile in New Jersey on the amp line.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bile. What's on your mind?
Well, let's see. It was about a little over a week ago. I think it was Thursday before last. One of your callers, I forget who it was, called up and asked about sort of a repository, you know, sharing data between liberty activists.
It was John in New Hampshire.
That's right. And in the chat room at the time, I had emailed you and said that I was working on something like that. Well, it's up and running, and
excellent.
I've been in contact with Sam from Texas, and he's putting together something which I'm not really going to go into because I don't think he's done with the proposal yet. But his idea involves sort of getting pooling information for different court-related things for activists in the future who have issues with the courts. So
great.
Likely we're going to be working together, and the website is libertyactivism.info. It's
weekly-based.
And hopefully some listeners and anyone who has some time can go on there and put anything related to liberty activism that they can.
Okay, what are some of the categories? I mean, what would you suggest that people put in there?
Well, right now I've got putting stuff about my census experiences, the Federal Reserve, propaganda, just examples of propaganda or making your own. Arguing techniques, personal experiences, and how to make, you know, posters, T-shirts, just
great.
Everything and anything.
So this is totally open. If it's related to liberty activism, you should go to, let me see if I remember correctly, libertyactivism.info?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So people should go there and contribute to this. It's a wiki, which, as our listeners know, and if you are new to the Internet, you may not know, is an Internet phenomenon that allows, it's a program, basically, that allows anybody who goes to the website to essentially create content on the website. You don't have to ask anybody's permission. You just go create an account, and you start adding things to it. Of course, that means inevitably you might come up against the factor of somebody vandalizing pages, but luckily there's an easy revert button that you can revert back to older versions, and you can ban the offending party. So there is a level of control that can be exercised if it's necessary, and I'm sure you'll be making sure things are all neat and tidy. And I thank you, Bile, for promoting that, and get out there. And if you're listening and you think that's a good idea, head over to libertyactivism.info and contribute to it. I think it could be quite a resource over time. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "Anyone willing to trade liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security." Now, Mercer Films brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
Uncivil Liberties, the movie that will transport you to a society where the government monitors the moves of every citizen in the name of national security.
The whole country's on a bust. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
UncivilLiberties.com, because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Just enough time to sneak your call in at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, so enjoy those. freetalklive.com.
Dex-C20 is a natural appetite suppressant, enabling people to eat less and still feel full. Users report they eat the same foods, they just eat less of them without feeling hungry. They also report feeling more energy without the jitters. I've been taking Dex-C20 for a couple of months now, losing weight. It's working that same way for me. I recommend it if you want to lose weight and do it the easy way. You don't have time to get to the gym. Not so great about eating the right foods all the time. Dex-C20. Get it at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or diet.freetalklive.com.
Now, I know a lot of our radio listeners out there tonight, we are on a whole bunch of stations on Saturday night. And so we've got a lot of people listening on the radio tonight. I know many of you are probably in your cars right now or perhaps at work or something like that. When you get home or when you get back in front of a computer terminal, when you get in front of an internet browser, please take a moment and go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the month of October for Free Talk Live. You only have to do it once a month. It makes a big difference for us when you vote for Free Talk Live because it helps push us up to the top of the podcastalley.com top 10 chart and keep us there. And I believe we're still at number one, but we need to solidify our lead, and we could really use your vote to do that. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address. It won't be sold or spammed. It's only used for verification purposes, just to make sure you're a real person. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com, and I thank you in advance for taking the time to do that as we go to your phone calls and talk to Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve in Colorado, are you there, sir? Steve going once, Steve going twice. I'll try putting him on hold. Maybe we'll try him back at the end of the show. Otherwise, we go to Bill, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Bill.
Hi.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hello.
Hey,
can
there.
I ask you a question before I get into what I was really want to talk about?
By all means.
Is it illegal, from the way I understand now what you guys said, is it illegal to conceal and carry in the state of California?
No, that was – no. The story was – Orange County in California has revoked over 140 people's concealed carry permits. So for those 140 people and everybody else without a concealed carry permit, yes, it is illegal.
And it is illegal in California to conceal and carry without the permit.
Without a permit, yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. What I wanted to talk about was a little bit more about the economic thing and what happened this week.
Sure.
And to kind of respond a little bit to Gene, I guess. Gene was kind of angry, I guess, and was kind of, I think, talking it down and hoping it was going to crash. But
Gene had some very dire economic predictions earlier in the program tonight.
I mean, I kind of, you know, sometimes I feel the same way that he does. You know, I kind of cheer, when it goes down, I kind of cheer sometimes. But overall, I don't really want it to go into a depression, you know.
Me either.
But I just wanted to make the point that the people, when we would say the government is all-powerful and the people don't have any power, this week it was just the opposite. The power of the people, when they were selling, no matter what the government was doing and what the government was saying, it still went down. So the power of the people is still there.
Oh, you're right. I'm glad you pointed that out because it is so true, and it's always true. The people always have power, but they rarely choose to exercise it. And you're pointing out how it was the marketplace that was acting, and the marketplace was doing whatever it wanted to do, regardless of what the government was doing.
Every time George Bush talks, it drops another 200.
Shut up, George.
Yeah, shut up and go play golf.
Have a good night, gentlemen.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay,
appreciate
bye-bye.
The call. And he's right. Not only is he right from a market-based perspective in that the marketplace is such a powerful force that it manages to just flow around whatever government barriers are put up for the most part. The only reason why the market isn't more powerful than it currently is because people are sort of abdicating their own responsibility and power, and they're allowing themselves to be controlled. They're allowing themselves to be manipulated by the government rules. So when the government people come down with some new arbitrary rule, some regulation that they have to jump through, business owners will jump through those hoops. They'll do whatever it is that is being demanded of them. And if you really want to see how much power an individual can have, start non-cooperating. Start engaging in civil disobedience. We saw one man change the court system here in Keene, New Hampshire a few weeks ago. One man changed the system simply by threatening to allow himself to be arrested for violating the judge's ban on panning cameras in the courtroom. He threatened to go into that court and pan the camera anyway. You know, panning, meaning move the camera from right to left, left to right. He was going to do that anyway, whether or not he was arrested. And the judge backed down, and he changed the rules of the court.
He didn't back down. He had misinterpreted the rules and gave him the opportunity to look at what the rules were.
He backed down because he was threatening to arrest people, threatening to hurt people who would pan a camera in that court, and he changed his mind about that, and he backed down, and he did the right thing by backing down. I'm not trying to chastise him. I think he did the right thing. But it's my point here is that was what happened when one man decided to put it on the line, decided to take a risk being thrown in a cold cage in a prison cell.
It's one thing to be to risk being put in a cold cage for a little while, a few days, a few weeks, whatever. It's another thing entirely to risk your whole business.
I understand that, Mark. I understand that not very many people are ever going to take these risks. All I'm telling you is that when one man does it, it can be incredibly powerful, and we have yet to see what will happen when 50 or 100 or 200 men and women decide to also be civilly disobedient and non-cooperative, all in the same manner and the same time frame. Things can get very, very interesting. So, yes, people always have the power, but if they choose not to do anything about it, then they're just serfs and they're slaves. As we continue, you can bring up anything. Tom in South Carolina, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I find out I'm calling a week late. South Carolina, we're a little behind. I didn't know we were that far back, though.
I don't know.
It was about the guy that called in. There was a college student, and they sent him a letter about appearing for court, and he never got the letter, et cetera, et cetera.
Really?
It's ringing a bell.
I remember last week. Yeah.
This was last week, right?
Anyhow, can I change my topic quick? I just want to ask one quick question.
Okay.
I'm sure that guy's got his problem solved by now.
I hope so.
Since it's a week ago. But I want to find out what the Constitution says about throwing the rascals out of government when they're not doing their job?
I don't really know what that section is. I wish they had one where they hung them for the highest tree.
I don't think it has it that drastic, but I do believe that they have a it is in the Constitution somewhere. where they can be forcibly removed.
Well, there's an impeachment process.
I don't think that's it.
I'm going to have to check something out, but I'm not familiar with this.
This is news to me.
I feel like the biggest problem with the Constitution is it doesn't have teeth.
There's no provisions for
enforcement. It's a great idea and everything. However, you know, when the government bureaucrats decide to violate it, not really much happens.
Right. Absolutely true. I think there's I think some impeachment processes should be started on not impeachment, but aid and abet the enemy. That's treason. Yeah, that's it. I think some people should be prosecuted for treason.
When was the last time that happened to some government official?
I don't know, but McCarthy was right. The commies did take over.
Yes, they did. I agree.
Thanks, Tom.
And it's getting worse.
I'm with you, man, and I thank you for the call. I appreciate the sentiment there. I don't know if that happening is too realistic. I don't think that's ever going to actually
occur. Well, clearly it's not. I mean, they're obviously – he's just mentioning the clause. I'm not saying that he wasn't saying that he believed
it was
going to happen.
Oh, no. I wasn't suggesting he believed it was going to happen either. I'm just pointing out for anybody listening that nice idea, but not very likely. Because in order for something like that to happen, you'd have to elect people who would be willing to take those actions. And – nobody on the slate of candidates today, with the exception of maybe Ron Paul, would have that sort of level of qualification.
Well, there's not much chance of Ron Paul getting elected president anymore. That was lost in the primary, I'm afraid.
Right. And Ron Paul does, you know, pony up some good ideas from time to time, but usually he's the only one with them. So I don't think there's any real reform that's going to be effective in Washington, D.C. Nothing effective will change there.
That's why I'm a secessionist.
Yeah.
All the way, baby. The government's... It's too big. It's never going to get any smaller.
Yep.
The federal government's too juicy of a tidbit for these people that would wish to control others with their actions, know that they can make lots of money doing it.
Right. And if you want to control other people's lives, then get into government, because there's always a new opportunity. We don't have time for it tonight. Maybe we'll get to it later this week, where Massachusetts is now looking at banning the sale of Salvia divinorum, mint, a family in the plant that's in the family of mint plants, possibly going to be banned in Massachusetts. And this is right at the same time when Massachusetts is looking at passing a piece of one of the initiatives that will actually legalize or decriminalize marijuana. So as always with the political system, even if you can get a step forward to liberty, there's a step backward happening at the exact same time, and usually it's at least 2 to 10 steps backward at the exact same time. And, of course, the initiative might not even pass. We'll find out, I guess, more here in another few weeks. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll return Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Wishing you a happy, safe, fun weekend.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're